afternoon.
Yeah, is Bill in?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, this is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Good to hear. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke briefly last month about some capital we had you pre-approved for. Just checking back in with you. You told me to follow back up next month.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was this about?
Some capital we had you pre-approved for. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke briefly last month.
Yeah, we don't have no pre-approvals for capital or anything like that. There is no hope for the system. I don't think that I would be interested in any of that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure if you remember, you actually spoke with me once, and then my supervisor, Jaw. It was quite a long conversation. We, you know, talked about some capital that you might be interested in bringing on.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work. The criteria, and basically it just wouldn't work. The laws have changed in the state of Florida, or actually in the USA. The bottom line is, I can't help you. I can go overseas and pull an RBC. I can go to RBC Bank and get a $1.5 million loan on a handshake, no signature. And basically over here in the USA, it's just like they get any loan for temporary jobs that are like 160 days long. I have to list my house. I got to list this, that, equity. There is no equity. We're a small business. So again, I've already exhausted trying to fit the criteria in the USA. I even brought in money from offshore. Come to find out, the exchange rates of 3% coming in and out of the country to convert it back to a foreign currency, it doesn't pay. So I just don't care anymore.
Okay, I see. Well, I can shoot you an email. I think I actually have yours on file. That way, if anything comes up, you just have me on file. It's still bcraig@icoreintl.com.
Yeah, that's it.
If anything comes up, we do have a very simple, straightforward one-page app, so, you know, we're not going to require a lot from you. I know you just mentioned you don't really have hope in the system, but we do work with small to medium-sized businesses. We have a very fast turnaround. We approve even bankruptcies, so, we could maybe help you out if you needed it.
All right. Okay, I'll take that into consideration. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, do you have any plans maybe for the end of the year, or, like, anything coming up you might know of, or just kind of, like, going along with the flow?
We're overloaded right now. There's too much business. The problem is we're turning it down because of the funding. So, like right now, we've got a large contract for University of Miami, and the manufacturer wants prepayment and all the materials. So I just went back to the University of Miami and say, here's your options. Cancel and go with somebody else, or you can just basically prepay us because the manufacturer doesn't have faith in extending credit anymore, and I don't blame them. So, and we're not in a bank. We're not able to finance jobs, so... You know, right now, Dolphin Stadium, millions of dollars right now. All of our employees are doing a job. We to do all the work for another company. They bid on it. They want it. They're flying their flag. That's their job. And we do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. We work for a lower budget. We work for a lower amount of money wholesale because we're working for other people. But that's what you have to do when there's no money to buy. No customer's going to just say, hey, here's $4 million prepaid to go buy the materials to put up a new jumbo screen. Nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, right. So. Well, maybe some capital might be able to help you out with that if, that might be something you're interested in.
It would, but trust me, it won't work. It won't work. Trust me. I don't have enough information. We've been in business for 19 years, and we're not rich over here. I have no paperwork, no nothing. In other words, we're no bankruptcies, no nothing, but everybody wants to see how much did you do last year? How much did you do the year before that? You're looking for stuff that's irrelevant. People are giving us opportunities that are ungodly crazy right now. And it's just like, there's banks don't understand it. Why would all of a sudden somebody wanted to give you like a $4 million deal? Because people know who we are,
Mm-hmm. Well, did you guys have like a business bank account? You said you've been in business for 19 years. Like, are there, what financials would be, too much work for you to get that you just mentioned?
Oh, we have a business account. We've only had two bank accounts since the day we opened up, we moved from one bank to another because an agent that worked at one bank moved to another one, so we just followed him. But banks are regulated differently than lending operations. They're not allowed to give loans or consider loans for any particular reason. It's everything from the Patriot Act to this and that and everything between. You know, with the recession and everything that happened before, banks are required by federal law to get particular documentation and qualify customers and require equity, and that's what's hard.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's the good thing with us, too. I kind of mentioned it briefly, was all we do require is that one-page app and then a few, I think it's January to last month bank statements. So, I mean, you said you already have those, but that's just about it.
Yeah, again, because we've been subbing out and working for other people, all the volumes of the dollars go through their accounts. You don't see it in our account. We just bill them a small fee for labor or consulting fees. So you look at our bank account, you see low dollars that come in and out, you know, 50 grand here, 75,000 there, little checks, $35,000 there. You don't see, well, wait a second, you just installed a $3 million project. What happened to that? Well, we had to sell the opportunity to somebody else, and they took the sale and then hired us to do the work. That's the deal.
Okay, I see how it is. All right, well, yeah, I understand that for sure. Well, you know, maybe I could just check back in towards the end of the year. If not, you know, if I don't hear anything back from you, but, you know, I could just shoot you an email. Will you have me on file, too?
Yeah, I got you. And let me tell you, you're wasting it now. I know you're trying to do your job, but I'm telling you, I've been on this road many times, and basically, you just can't do anything. Look, I'm building another house for Richard Branson, the guy that owns Virgin. We built four houses and three islands for the guy. He just gave us another contract, but we're strung out because we got too many jobs going on at one time. If we didn't have all jobs going at one time, mm-hmm. I'd say yes. Right now we're getting ready to rip apart the BB&T Panther Stadium and redo that. They just gave us a contract on that. We got all my guys are out on the ladders doing all the work for the $400 million upgrade over at the Dolphin Stadium, busy on that. FPIA Airport in Bahamas, we're redoing that. All too many jobs going on at one time, and every penny that I own is invested in these little things where I'm scraping to pay bills because there's just too much money on the road and I'm trying to collect. So, God forbid I get another job right now. I don't know how to tell them no.
Right.
And it's a shame because I got, like, 10 extra guys that are begging us for a job because we're the best at what we do, and I say, I can't bring you on because we can't bring on any more jobs right now. FIU just got a Florida International University, just gave us another contract for $2 million. I'm going to have to go walk in there and say, I can't take it. Can't take it.
Just because I'm sorry, what was that?
The funds, because the manufacturers that we buy the technology from the manufacturers who products, whether it be Panasonic, whatever, they want to get prepaid. They don't extend credit. They're like, shit, you want to buy $1 million in TVs? We'll prepay the TVs.
I see, so before you even do the work, right? What are you guys doing for the Panthers?
Panthers Arena, we're getting ready to redo the audio system. We just got that contract. My engineer designed that building when it went up back in 1987 or 84.
Uh-huh.
So he basically, what it is our company's small. We have all the engineers that designed everything from Miami International Airport, LAX Airport in Las Vegas, Fort Lauderdale Airport, Marriott Hotels, I can go on and on, yachts, government agencies. The United States House of Representatives was designed by another one of our engineers. Bottom line is we all got together and we created a company out of nothing years ago, but we were just a bunch of guys that got together. We saw things, you know, common, and we basically said, let's go out there and do something different. But again, we're not publicly traded. We're a small company, and the problem is too many people know us for large, large jobs based because of prior employment. So they swing the deals to us, and then we have to tell them that, you know what, the deal's too big for us. We don't have the financial backing to make it happen. So my job is to go out and find somebody that's bigger than us. We have them sign an NDA that they're not going to go talk and smack that they did, you know, that, you know, we couldn't afford to do the job, and we give them the job and we do the job for them and let them collect all the PR.
Right. I see how that works.
But you're also working on minimum wage because if something is better than nothing.
Right.
It is what it is. It's a lot of it has to do with the U.S. economy. It's bad, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, is there like a slow time of year? I know you mentioned you have a bunch of jobs you guys are working on right now. Is there a time that, you know, it does slow down? You guys might be looking to, you know, bring on some extra capital like towards the end of the year, maybe after the next race or anything like that? Or election,
No,
I
because
mean.
the capital, we need the capital. The capital is needed right at the time we get the jobs. If it's slow, we wouldn't need no capital. What the hell you need capital for? If you don't, if nothing's going on, then you don't borrow money. You know, if something's going on, you get money to invest into the project so you can buy all the materials and complete the job. You know, some of the jobs that we can't do, we take in phases. We'll tell them, look, we can't do it. It's too big. We'll take it in phases. Phase one, phase two, phase three, and we'll break it up so that we get paid upon completion of each phase rather than just getting, let's say, a large building at one time.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, the capital seems like it definitely would be able to help you guys out right now. I know you are really busy, but that would, you know, from what everything you've just mentioned to me in the previous 10 minutes, that would, you know, I would definitely suggest going with that capital. It could, you know, take a lot off your chest and free up some more jobs for you guys.
You don't understand. I wouldn't qualify.
Why is
I wouldn't
that?
qualify. You want it? Why?
Yeah, why?
Because I'm not a fucking minority. I'm not a fucking minority. I'm not a Puerto Rican and a Cuban. I'm not a nigger, black person. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but if I was, I could get money up the kazoo. It's crazy.
None of that
I'm
matters with us.
frustrated.
None of that matters at all. We approve credit A to D. We do pass bankruptcies. My friend just got
No,
an
but he could.
approval for
I
90K for a guy who did 10 years for drug trafficking. We can get you approved
never,
in 24
never
hours.
claimed of. Never had a bankruptcy, never wrote a bad check,
So
never
then
did
you'd get one
anything
of our
wrong,
better
never closed a bank
programs.
account. I mean, even American Express came after me because we got a job that was so big and we got strung out and didn't, and they were, you know, mad at us because we didn't pay in 120 days, but they got every penny back and they were happy as a kitten, and they're also begging us to be a customer again. Even though they were bitching to send us the collections, they're like, when do you want more money? When do you want more money? But I don't want to do business with them. But
No,
the fact of
yeah.
the matter is the system doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Well, I mean,
But
from
it's
everything you've mentioned with us,
you
you
know.
sound like a great client for us. You have a great business. You guys have a lot of revenue. We don't require a lot of documents. We lend to small, medium-sized businesses, pass bankruptcies, and you don't even have any of that to worry about. So, you know, I know you don't have faith in the system. We do have I mean, very fast, straightforward process. I can get you some numbers by the end of the week, or whenever you did need them.
Yeah, well, if you want, you can email me again. I'll share it with my colleagues here, but I don't think it's going to work because, again, I've seen this happen over and over again. This is a waste of my time and everybody's time. There's always a hitch. There's always a catch. There's always something, and I'm afraid that if you're an entity that would loan money to somebody that pulled a bankruptcy in the past, which I would never, ever do, it's just, what is the hat? What is the catch, you know? Maybe it's that
There is no
50% interest.
catch.
I don't know.
No, that there is no catch whatsoever. We have no down payment. It's unsecured. We really would be a, you know, perfect scenario for you right now.
Well, if you want, send it to me. I'm sitting across from somebody right now that may be able to look at it right now. So.
Yeah, I'll shoot you email right when we get off the phone. Other than that, maybe I could check
All
back
right.
in if I don't hear back towards the, you know, end of the or start of the fall.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Bill, have a good rest of your day.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, bye.